We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Yudal. Shetakei Ames HaBrachas, when the Baal Tekei says, the Brachas Ayoymru HaKol Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmai, the people who are listening should not say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmai, Ach Yishmu Heitev Es HaBrachas, they should listen carefully to the Brachas, V'Acha Kol Bracha Yoymru Kavona Amen, after every Bracha is said, they should say Amen, V'Asa L'Hafzik Mikan Ad L'Acha Kol Tekiyah Shebechazor Asa Tfilah. Nobody should interrupt from that point until after all the tekiyas and the chazaras hashatz and the kaddish after the chazaras hashatz are completed. Even the gabbai should not announce shtika yosef b'shas tefillah, that everybody should remain silent during davening. Af shunoy kem pamacheres, even though perhaps at other times he does make such an announcement. If there was any interruption between the bracha and the first tekiyah with speaking or listening to somebody else speak, the bracha should be recited again. However, if the interruption was after somebody at least heard some of the tekiyahs, we don't have to make the brachas again. If somebody used the restroom during the tekiyahs, during chazaras hashatz, they may say ashiyatzar. But one should not say Tehillim during Chazar Sashatz, because that would be considered perhaps an interruption. Sif Tazvav Nohagin Loimer Ben Estarm Yirotzen V'chulei. Some people have a minute between the tekiyas to say Yirotzen K'mayish Nitzvus Me'Machzorim, as it's printed in Machzorim. But Tzrichim Mizoyim Ma'oid Shloi Lahoitzu V'Peim. One has to be most careful not to articulate Shmois HaMalachim and the Skarm Sham, the names of the Malachim that are mentioned in those Yirotzen. B'habakilas Enoim Klaus Yirotzen. In many communities, they don't say the Yirotzen at all. V'kein Yachin Yirotzen, that's more appropriate. V'ikahi, the main thing is at that point, L'shar Az B'tshuva Shleiv Shalem, to do a complete tshuva. K'moshikos HaRosh Moshe B'maimon, as the Rambam, Zechon L'vracha, writes Zal Shonai, Apish Tekiyah Shafir Rashana Gzeres Akosov, even though blowing the Shafir Rashana is Gzeres Akosov, Remez Yeshbai, it represents, Klaimer, it's here to remind us, Ura Yishenim Mishinaschem, those that are sleeping should wake up from their slumber, V'nedomim Hikitsum Etedamaschem, those who are sleepy wake up, V'chipsum Masechem, examine your actions, V'chizru B'tshuva, and do tshuva v'zichru b'rachem, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eila Shechem Se'emes B'havli Azman. This refers to people who forget the truth because they're busy with all sorts of foolishness. V'shoigim kol shnoisum b'hevel v'rik. They waste their time with doing foolish, unimportant things. Ashlayoy v'layatz that are very not constructive. Habitul nafshesechem. Pay attention for your neshama, v'tiva darkechem v'maleichem, and do better. Yazukolakem chem darkaroa. Everybody should leave the improper ways. Machshavtam lashloitoiv. Their thoughts which are improper. Ad kan l'shanim. Sif tazoy tazayim b'chazor satfila by chazor satfila. Shoy meshlich tiva v'nachdu kairim. When the Baal Tefila says v'nachdu kairim, noyagim shigam at sibur oimrim imoy. That the tzibur should say with him, says the Mata Ephraim, from the beginning of Aleinu. V'gam, Kerem, Mishtachem, they go down as well. There are many different menhagim regarding this. Some places only the Baal Tefila goes down. Some have a minig that's only Yom Kippur. Some have a minig that everybody bows down, but on Rosh Hashanah that falls in Shabbos, only the Baal Tefila, not the tzibur. The minig, he says, is that only on Yom Kippur does everybody fall down. And it's important when and if somebody falls down, he shouldn't fall down directly on the ground. There should be something in between him and the ground. The Shlech Tzibur also goes down. The Shlech Tzibur, when he's davening, is not allowed to move out of his place. That's why it's appropriate that he should stay a little away from the Amid. Like that he could bend down without needing to move out of his place. V'ayim d'metzlein, those that are standing next to him, m'sayin o'soy, help him, lamed, to get up, shlo yitztarach lakir, regularly, shouldn't have to move his feet. Hatkiyah shebetoich ha'tfilas, ha'chazaras ha'tfilah, the tfiyas that are done during the chazaras ha'shatz, ein l'shlich ha'tzibah l'tkaya, the shlich tzibah should not be at ba'al tkaya, elahu betuach, only if he's confident, that he won't get confused between davening and blowing the shofar. The Mishnah Berurah says that again, preferably the Baal Tefillah should not be the Baal Tokeya. But if there's no one else, particularly nowadays where we daven from inside the machzer, which will prevent us from getting confused, then the Baal Tefillah can be the Baal Tokeya. Sif Yudzayim B'Tekiyah Shabtai Chazar Satefillah, but the Tekiyahs that we blow during Chazar Sashatz, Yesh Menhagim Shoinu Kam Tekin, the many different Menhagim, Kamakum Yachs Mekhagai, every community should follow its minig. Became B'Tekiyah Shlach HaTefillah, so too with the Tekiyahs after davening, Yesh Menhagim Shoinu, the different Menhagim, Lacher Gomer Kol HaTekiyahs, Kfi Menhagamakum, after they finish blowing all Tekiyahs, according to whatever that place minig is, Yesh Latznes HaShofar, they should put away the shofar layitku yaiser, and they shouldn't blow from the shofar anymore today. A feel of mishiroitzli is tkei b'yom sheni, even though somebody wants to read about the kaya on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, ein lo litkei b'yom rishon l'slamid, one should not practice on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for blowing on the second day. There is an issue, says the Magen Avraham of Achana, we're never allowed to do anything on the first day yontif to prepare for the second day yontif. Sif Yudches, Im Yesh Mila, if there's a bris Mila, Moilin La'ach Haftaira, the bris is done after Haftaira, Kain Tki Shofar, before Tki Shofar, Varemes, and the remes to do so is a Chob Bris Avram, which refers to the Mila, and then Akedis Yitzchak, which refers to the Shofar. V'Shabbos Molam Ach Ashrei, on Shabbos where there's no Tki Shofar, we blow after Ashrei, from Tzrichon Lomel Eitz Leiledes, but if the bris milah has to take place next to the baby's mother, then Molan Ach Yitzim Beis Knesses, we do the bris milah after davening. Similarly, if there are guests coming to the bris milah from different shuls, and every guest, every shul ends at a different time, it's better, perhaps, that everybody, that we should wait with the bris milah for after everybody finishes davening and their various shuls. Sif Yates Mishiyot B'Tekiy Shofar, if somebody already heard and blew a shofar, but now V'Tzarach L'Tkay B'Shvil Achayim, he's blowing for other people who haven't yet heard, Yochel Gamken L'Varach Es HaBrachas, he could still make the brachas for those people. However, U'Mikam Akam Yais Nachum, it's better, Shizesh Tzarach L'Tzeis, that the person who wants to be Yaitz the Mitzvah now, who Yivarach S'Brachas, and the Baal Tekiyah already was Yoytze, he should make the brachas, the person who's being Yoytze the mitzvah. If 10 people need to hear the shofar from somebody who already was Yoytze the mitzvah, one should make the bracha on behalf of all of them. And some say even then everybody should make their own bracha. And certainly women should always make their own bracha when they're hearing the shofar from about the Kei who was already Yoitza. For the Kei B'Shvil Nashim, a person is blowing the shofar on behalf of women, Imhu Kfa Yotza, and he was already Yoitza, Le'ivarach Z'Brachas El Ha'isha Tavarach. He should make the brachas, rather the women listening should make the brachas. Kivin the Mitzvah Din Nashim B'Turut in the Kei Shofar. Really, women are not obligated in the mitzvah of shofar. Shem Dava Mitzvah Seishas Magroma. It's a time-related mitzvah. Yeshem the Mishi Yotza, and in fact, opinions that suggest that if somebody already was mekayim the mitzvah, layitka klal b'shvil nashim, he should not blow on behalf of women at all. V'roitzel t'koy b'shvil nashim, and therefore somebody's blowing on behalf of women, yistka, he should blow kodim sh'yishma t'kis v'beis ha'knesses, before he hears the shofar in shul, v'yivarach t'kis, and then a blow, and make a bracha, v'yichavin sh'yetz behem, and I'll have kavanah that he should be yoitzah with that tekiyah shofar, and then there's no question that he can make the bracha. However, he should be careful of actually he shouldn't blow the shofar the first 3 hours of the day, as the Magen Avraham says, because that's the time where there's Midas Adin in the world. And when there's a time that there's Midas Adin in the world, it's not the right time to blow shofar. Now, when the not blow the shofar, and therefore, if he wants to blow, make the bracha, he might see women, he should blow at the same time as they're blowing in the shul, or after the time of blowing in the shofar in the Beis HaKnesses, El Shechavin, but he should have him kavanah. Lord says with kis elu that he doesn't want to be yotz the mitzvah with these tkeilis. El but kis yitkel fnei isha vivarch leim, only with the tkeis that he's blowing on behalf of the women where he's making a bracha. Vav kavshar lachak kach lebeis knesset l'spal musaf l'shmay tkeis betfilah. Even though afterwards he's going to shul to daven musaf and to hear the tkeis that are done during the chazar sashatz, ein ha hefsek matzrich levarach shenis. That doesn't mean he has to make another bracha. The kulat kiyas, the kiyas that he's blowing and that he's hearing, chada mitzvah nanu, are all considered one mitzvah. V'im isha chalusha, if the woman is weak and she only has the opportunity to hear tkiyas shayfa later, tzricha lecha kan tkiyas, and she has to eat, she can't wait that late in the day to eat, yichal lecha, she may eat before tkiyas shayfa.